This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Voters in the Lake Holcomb School District in rural Chippewa and Rusk counties will have an extra decision to make on top of their picks for the presidential primary. As Rich Kramer reports, the district is asking voters to approve a $2 million referendum for operating expenses. If it fails, officials say they'll likely close the school and dissolve the district.
The Lake Holcomb School District runs one K-12 school with around 300 students and 45 employees. It's a rural district, and a majority of students come from lower-income families. School board president Corey Grape grew up here, and now his kids attend the Lake Holcomb School. But he says that could change if voters don't approve a referendum seeking $675,000 from voters each year through 2019 for a total of $2 million.
Basically, we're in a situation where there's not enough revenue to just keep the doors open. So with the revenue cap and where we're at, we're kind of in a perfect storm as far as funding.
That cap he's talking about is a 23-year-old limit that says a school district can only raise a certain amount of money per student through state aid and property taxes. Lake Holcomb is a popular vacation spot with lots of pricey lakefront homes, but declining enrollment means the school district can't raise property taxes without voter approval. State records show Lake Holcomb gets one-tenth of the state aid of some of its neighbors. Superintendent Jeff Maston says the formula is failing them.
It just seems to be unfair that we have such high property value, yet we can't get any state aid, but the property value is capped that we can't increase it to a point where we can sustain ourselves without going to referendum.
If voters reject the Lake Holcomb District's referendum, Board President Grape says they'll face tough choices. They could cut educational programming or merge with a neighboring district, but he says those options would hurt students.
So we believe, you know, if it doesn't pass with dissolution, it would be more educational friendly, more family friendly, and more fiscally responsible.
Department of Public Instruction Finance Director Bob Soldner says when a school board passes a resolution to dissolve, it's the last vote they'll take.
So the law says once a board votes to dissolve, a state panel will be appointed by the state superintendent of public instruction, in this case, Tony Evers, and they then become the panel that does public hearings, looks at the research, and makes a determination whether they agree with the local board decision to dissolve that particular school district.
It's been 25 years since a school district was completely dissolved. In the last 10 years, two districts in far northeastern Wisconsin began the process, but in both cases, referendums eventually passed, sparing the districts. The Lake Holcomb School lies within Republican Terry Moulton's state Senate district. He says the school funding formula has left rural districts struggling, but legislators are leery about changing it because money could shift from schools in their districts to other parts of the state. But
when you hear talk of a district like Holcomb having to dissolve, I think that starts raising some eyebrows. Public education is still very important, and we can't just ignore that if some of these districts are going to close.
At the Lake Holcomb Cafe, just down the street from the school, some diners don't like the threat of closing the district. Cafe owner Jane Scorey says she's 1,000% for the school to stay.
Why? Because number one, it's jobs. Number two, we have an awesome school, awesome music department, awesome FFA. You know, the curriculum is good. Everything is good here.
Voters will decide April 5th whether to support the $2 million referendum. If not, the school board has signaled it could consider dissolution at its meeting later this month. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.